Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. Today's episode is all about things you can do to improve the conversion rate of your e-commerce store. So, got quite a bit to go over today, and hopefully you'll be able to gain a lot. So if you're in a position where you can take some sort of notes, do so, but if not, then of course you can just inculcate this podcast into your mind and then maybe, you know, take notes later or take action on it later, or just, you know, get some good ideas from it, get some little golden nuggets. I've been doing e-commerce for the last almost a decade now, so all this stuff I've learned through trial and error and through mentorship as well. So it's really cool what the combination of all these different things can do for your e-commerce business. It can literally turn a e-commerce business from a side hustle into a full-time gig. So I highly recommend diving deeper into each of these concepts I'm going to talk about. There are a total of 9 concepts I'm going to go over in this episode. There's probably more too beyond this, but these are definitely the ones that stuck out to me the most when I went to go plan this episode out today. So we're going to start out with the first sales trigger, which is trust. So with every e-commerce store, you really want to build trust with the customer. Trust can be built in multiple ways. And first thing that came to mind was having a phone number clearly listed on your website. In the header, in the footer, on the product pages, every page of the website should have your phone number listed, especially in the header and the footer. Make it nice and clear and have a little phone icon next to it and put your hours of operations right next to the phone number and say something like call to order or call customer service or sales or something like that. And, you know, have a professional phone number, have an 800 phone number. I recommend using Grasshopper because I use those for my stores and it works really well. You can get an 800 number with them pretty easily. It's $24 a month to start. And if you want to use their service, we have a referral code. If you just go to ecommerceparadise.com to the resources page, you can find it there. And highly recommend that. And then when you set up Grasshopper, make sure you set up one line for sales, one line for customer service, and then maybe one line for like returns and warranty issues and shipping damage, so that, you know, when you do get a call, you kind of know, generally speaking, before you pick up the phone and answer the call, like what it's about. And of course, you can hire virtual assistants later on to manage each function as well, and create procedures and all that. And I can go way down into that rabbit hole even farther in a whole separate episode, but I'm just gonna, you know, leave it there. Make sure you have a phone number. It's a really good idea and builds trust. It's something, you know, customers can call you right away and reach somebody live, or at least leave a message. This matters a lot more, especially when you're selling high-priced products, because high-priced products, people usually want to speak with someone over the phone to make sure you're a legitimate company first, and they also want to make sure that it's the right product for them, right? So you want to make sure they're getting the right size or the right, you know, shape or whatever it is, the right color. I don't know, like there's a bazillion questions people might have, and the answers might even be found in the product page. So you just have to pull up the product page and give them those answers there, help with the phone call, or have your VA do that, and the sale can be pretty easy. You can even take sales over the phone using Shopify and using their draft orders function. So yeah, we take a lot of orders over the phone. I mean, not like a lot, but like, you know, I would say a good, you know, 10-20% of our orders come over the phone, because people want to, you know, talk to somebody first to make sure it's a legitimate operation. You know, that there's some scams that happen online, and, you know, people just purchase online and, you know, sometimes get taken advantage of. So they want to make sure. So have that phone number for them. Another way you can build trust is having a really, really, really good About Us page. And I recommend not just writing, like, you know, a template, stock, whatever, but actually writing out a story about you and how you got started with your business and your website. So like, why did you start your website? What is it that made you choose that niche over selling something else? Did you like start, you know, playing around with that product or whatever when you were younger? Or, you know, did your parents, you know, have a thing when they were, a business when they were young or whatever, and they wanted to pass it on or something? I mean, I don't know, there's a million different ways. Like, it could just be a lifestyle thing where, you know, you want to travel the world and so you want to start a business. Didn't really matter what niche it was, but at least make up a story, even if that's the case, you know? You know, there's got to be some reason why you chose one niche over the other, and it usually has to do with some sort of passion, right? So tell that story in your about page. Include pictures. A picture with you around the products is a really good idea. That really helps build trust. And if you don't want to put you on your website, then choose a choose like a sales representative to represent you. And I still recommend putting your first name on the about page, and just don't include your last name. And then have a picture, you know, it doesn't even have to be you, it could be somebody else, but have a picture of somebody with that product so that it builds trust with the customer. Okay, and then tell your story, and then make some really good points for your unique selling proposition for your company. So include what makes you better than competition. This could include, you know, free shipping, easy returns, secure checkout, and been in business for a long time. Coupon codes and all those things. You know, if you want to set yourself apart in that direction, you can, but include that in the about page. And then, expert customer support, expert service, that kind of thing. That's always good. And then, you know, make sure that you have all your contact information in your about page, including, you know, your mailbox address or your registered agent address or whatever. Or even if you have like a physical storefront, I don't recommend putting a residential address because people can track you down, but use some sort of either at least a UPS store mailbox, or I recommend using a virtual mailbox because I travel a lot. So the virtual mailbox I recommend using is travelingmailbox.com, and I have a referral code for that at ecommerceparadise.com. So if you want to sign up there, use the referral code, and I'd appreciate that. Traveling Mailbox is really cool because basically they will receive your mail, any kind of mail, and even packages, scan it for you, and then you can have it forwarded, you can have it shredded, whatever. They can even accept credit cards for you on your behalf, and then you can have them scan the backside for you. And you know, we do a lot of our work that way because being out of the States a lot for traveling for business and for leisure, we don't really have an easy way to handle credit card stuff, especially new cards, new business cards, and that's a good way to do that. So the about page is a really important place you can build trust. And also I recommend getting an about video made. An about video is a really good idea because you can actually build a lot more trust with somebody just by having a really good sales presentation video. I recommend using a Fiverr gig called Video Store. If you just look that up on Fiverr, the guy's been doing videos for a long time, and there's also lots of other gigs on Fiverr you can use to get a professional about us video made, testimonial video kind of thing, and that just really helps build trust, and that's what you're going for. The last thing I'll go over trust is the SSL secure badges that are on your website, and highly recommend signing up with an SSL service, or there's all sorts of trusted review services and stuff like that. The ones I use the most are Norton Shopping Guarantee. It actually comes with a shopping guarantee as well as security, which for the customer is really cool and shows up multiple places. I recommend you show it on every page of your website, kind of as like a pop-up thing in the corner, and then show it on your product pages near the add to cart button, show it on your cart page near the checkout button, and show it in checkout if you can. Shopify doesn't allow you to customize the checkout page, unfortunately, unless you have the enterprise plan, so most people won't be able to do that. But you can actually put a image of the trust badge into your logo and then put that on the logo of the checkout page, and that actually helps increase conversions too. So recommend doing that, and sign up with some other ones too. The more trust badges, the better. I recommend two or three, that's always good. And there's a few more out there that are really good. So just do some research. I know that Norton is the most recognized one, and McAfee is not too far behind, so you can use McAfee as well. And there's some really good logos you can find. Just type trust badge logo into Google, and then find one that's copyright free, and put it on your website, product page, cart page, and the checkout logo, and then of course pages on your website where it's important, like your about page and shipping policy page, return policy, that kind of stuff. If you do use Norton Shopping Guarantee, you should make separate pages with their different guarantees. They have, I think, three different guarantees, so make a different page on your website for each one, or at least just make one and have it all in there, and then the consumer will see that, and it builds trust with the consumer more that way too. All right, guys, so the next one I would like to get into is social proof. Social proof means when you're shopping around and you see that a lot of other people have liked something or a lot of other people have bought something, it kind of builds this trust in your mind that like, oh, other people like it, well then I'm gonna like it too. Other people have bought it, oh, well then I should probably buy it too. It's like that feeling when you're a kid not wanting to be left out, when they're calling people into the kickball team, and it goes with us throughout life. So social proof is really important. There's a lot of ways to do it. The one theme for Shopify I recommend is Shoptimize theme, and I've recommended this before. Have a referral link at ecommerceparadise.com on the resources page, so check that out. And it has a lot of great social proof stuff built into it already. So that's really cool. And that includes showing, you know, how many of a product has been sold, how many people are actually currently on your website at any given point. And it's just really neat. There's lots of good stuff. The main thing, though, with social proof is reviews. So I definitely recommend getting some sort of a review app. I use Shopify Reviews and the Stamped.io Reviews add-on, and links to those will be in the ecommerceparadise.com resources page as well. And they work really well. They're a lot less expensive than Yotpo, which is pretty popular. For the advanced version, though, they're only, you know, I think $80 a month instead of $300-something a month. So it's a really good deal. And they'll share your reviews automatically to social media, which helps bring in more customers and build social proof across multiple platforms where people are. And yeah, so it's really important to have reviews on your website. You know, definitely it's a good idea to build an email flow using the Klaviyo plugin, and also using Stamped.io reviews add-on app to reach out to people and ask for reviews multiple times until you get one. Get those reviews, guys, because without reviews, your products probably won't sell very well. So just saying. Social proof is super important, and there's many ways to do it, and definitely recommend doing that, using that reviews and testimonials. Testimonials on your homepage is a really good idea. It just helps build trust right off the bat with people that are just browsing, and they'll come back and then buy from you after that, since they trust you now. So social proof is important. All right, the next thing that's going to help raise your conversion rate on your website is urgency. Urgency is important because if somebody doesn't have a reason to buy now, they're probably going to put it off. People love to procrastinate. I love to procrastinate. Everybody loves to procrastinate. In school, you know, you would wait till the last second to do your homework assignment, and that's just kind of how life goes. So urgency really works when you're making sales, trying to make sales online in an e-commerce website. But you have to make it seem real and like it's happening. And you don't want to have fake urgency too much. You want it to be, you know, like a that day only. You don't want to be pushing it out too long. You don't want to say urgency, it's going to end in a week. Urgency, it's going to end, it's a seasonal sale. You know, you want to say urgency like it's happening today and it ends tonight. Because, you know, a lot of people probably find you online for the first time. They're just searching for products and they come across your site. And if they want to buy that product and they're at the bottom of the sales funnel, they're just looking for the best deal. And you got all these different sales triggers set up on your website and you have urgency properly set up, then you'll probably make that sale because people see stuff. And the way you do urgency is by providing some sort of a countdown timer, usually. Giving somebody the sale and when it ends, usually it's like with a discount code or just saying free shipping, you know, ends tonight at 11:59 PM, you know, PST, or whatever, you know, and then having a countdown timer that actually counts down to that exact time is great because, you know, people actually take it seriously and countdown timers work really well. They do. You can say something ends, but without an actual timer to make it more real and make it more realistic, it just doesn't feel the same, you know, and it adds a visual element to your website, and people love visual elements, and it really makes things feel more real, like it's actually going to happen. So add a countdown timer, highly recommend that. There's some great Shopify apps for it, and I'll include the Shopify app into our resources page at ecommerceparadise.com, so you can check that out as well for your website. All right, the next one I'd like to get into is scarcity. So along with urgency, scarcity helps drive sales because people don't want to miss out. So if a product's on sale and there's only a few left, you know, they're more likely to make their order because they don't want, you know, to miss out on that product, have to wait a few more weeks to get it. So I highly recommend having something in your code that says, you know, there's only a few left, and then changing the quantities on your best-selling products consistently to show just a few left. And that way, you know, someone who wants to buy a few of them will still buy a few of them. And someone who wants to buy one is more likely to actually make that purchase rather than it saying like 5 or 10 left. If it only says a few, then it probably works really well. So scarcity is really important. And I highly recommend setting that up on your website. That's just another little thing that goes a long ways with conversion rate optimization. All right, the next thing you can do to increase your conversion rates is use expiring coupon codes. So this means, like I was saying earlier with the urgency, expiring coupon codes adds another level of urgency. It adds a discount to that urgency. So it's like you only get this discount if you buy now. And that's really cool because people love to get a deal, right? That's why you shop around online. You want to get the best deal. So, if you just, throw a discount at them and they're at the bottom of the funnel when they come to your website because you've worked on driving the best traffic to your website through, paid ads or whatever, an organic sales funnel or email marketing or retargeting, things I talk about in other podcast episodes and YouTube videos, you can get people to make their purchase right then and there. So if you include expiring coupon codes with real and visual urgency, you got a win-win. So definitely do that. And like I said, I highly recommend doing them on a daily basis, not like a weekly or monthly or seasonal, just because it really makes a bigger difference when it's just happening today only, right? Because if they're going to put it off until tomorrow, it might be gone, right? So just make your decision now, move on with it, be happy, be excited, and there you go. All right, the next thing is follow-up. So as any good salesman will know, follow-up is key to closing sales. Because, like I've been talking about a lot, everybody likes to procrastinate on pulling the trigger on spending money to get something, either a service or a product. So it's important to use different ways of follow-up as a means to close sales and get somebody to buy with you instead of somebody else. And follow-up makes you look more like a professional too, because professionals, they follow up. Professional car salesmen, professional real estate agents, professional stockbrokers, they all follow up to get those big sales closed. Okay, so follow-up can be done in a number of ways. I recommend using Shopify's customers portal to store leads information who call in. I recommend setting up Klaviyo in a leads generation autoresponder and list, and using Sumo as a pop-up, and you can gather email addresses and then follow up with an automatic autoresponder and get people to close out that way. You can even add a phone number part to your pop-up if you wish. You might get less signups, but at least you'll get a phone number, and then you can actually follow up with that person by phone number, which is really cool. Or you can ask for the email first and then ask for the phone number if they'd like personalized service or something like that, that kind of thing. So I recommend doing that. Follow up in different ways and setting up your retargeting ads through Google and Facebook so that you follow up in with people where they like to be, which is a lot of time in social media and on blogs and other websites. So setting up your follow-up campaigns is really important, and it will move you from a side hustle to a full-time gig to a professional gig. All right, we're on the last three, guys. I hope you really enjoying this podcast so far. You've probably gotten a lot of nuggets already. I got three more really good ones for you. These are actually, some of the most important ones, so pay attention. The next one is copywriting. So copywriting is super key to making sales online. You have to understand with copywriting, it's not just about writing compelling sales copy. It's writing according to that person's needs, but not just like needs like you would normally think. You got to write to them according to like the primal needs that that person has. I watched a YouTube video by a guy who made one of the top-selling ClickBank products. And if you don't know what ClickBank is, it's basically a place where people sell information products usually and some physical products, but it's also a place where affiliates can go find really great products that they can drive traffic to and make affiliate commissions with. And he made one of the top products on ClickBank, and the reason it's so such a top product is because he really 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 knows great secrets to copywriting. And in fact, if you just type in copywriting tips into YouTube, you'll find this video, and it's really good. It's like something like 8 secrets to copywriting or something like that. But what he talks about is you need to talk to people's primal instincts. So our primal instincts are whatever it is. It's for money. It's for food. It's for sex. For companionship or whatever. I mean, there's all these different primal instincts people have, but you've got to talk to them in terms of that. So whatever your product does for somebody beyond just like the feature of the product, like what they're actually going to feel like, what they're going to gain from it, you need to write about that. And so what I did was I did that a lot myself and learned how to do it. And then I actually hired a copywriter at onlinejobs.ph, a Filipino copywriter who's really good. And I taught him what I know, and now he goes and makes all my product descriptions for me, and then it's really, really well filled out. So copywriting is key, and then you have to understand you have to structure your content as well. And I suggest using bulleted lists. I recommend using headers to separate sections and photographs to illustrate the points, and then and then filling it out at the bottom with a good product sales video, which is actually the next thing on my list, a product sales video. So product sales videos are important because you can take everything that you're writing about in your description and actually make a video out of it. And that's really cool because people love watching videos. It's way easier to consume. And you can put that on YouTube and drive traffic to your product listing from there. And you just have to do a little bit of keyword research to know what people are searching for that will actually gain from your content, and then put those keywords into your video title, description, and tags, and then make sure you have a call to action in the link in the description and as a pop-up to go to the product page on your website. So you can get a product sales video made on Fiverr pretty cheap. It'll just be like a talking head video with pictures of the product, but that's really what that's all people need. They usually cost between like $30 to $50 depending on the person you buy it from. So definitely go out and do that. That's worth it. Do it for your best sellers and highest margin products, and don't stop. You know, keep it going, because that kind of thing can really grow your business in the long run. All right, the last thing is high quality product images, and I can't stress this enough, because if you have low quality product images, or just, you know, not enough product images, people are way less likely to buy, because really what they're buying on your website is a product image. They're buying the thought of getting that product, you know, and they're trying to see themselves using that product, you know, and you have to make it a really nice high quality image from different angles and stuff like that. So usually your suppliers, if you're doing drop shipping, will have these images. And if you have your own products, just make sure that you research how to take really good high quality product photographs. And I know Shopify has some really good articles and videos on this subject, so go check that out in the Shopify blog. But you know, I can't stress that enough. You know, that's really the cornerstone of your website, is your product images. So make sure you have high quality product images, and you have lots of product images, and you put them in the top of the page and inside the description as well. Make sure you put alt tags on all your images so that they're searchable by the search engines, and people will find them in different ways, and you'll probably be winning the game pretty soon in your niche. So that's it, guys. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for staying with us, staying with me this one. It was 20 minutes long today, so definitely plan to be doing more like this. And if you get all these 9 things done with your e-commerce website, guarantee that can go from a side hustle to a full-time gig for you within a matter of months. So maybe just to throw in there really quick, it's always a good idea to not just sell on one website, but also sell the same products across multiple platforms. So, you know, try to list your items on eBay and Amazon as well as your own website. Just understand it'll be more customer service and more upkeep, especially because on those platforms, you don't want to sell things that are out of stock all the time. So you may have to hire somebody to do that for you. But like I said, onlinejobs.ph is a really good resource for hiring people to do data entry tasks like that. All you have to do to hire somebody is to do a job description of what you need, and then do an interview, and then, you know, hire them, and then give them a test job. Just have them do it once. And the way you make that test job is just record a video of yourself doing that task, just once or twice, maybe 3 times, just so they get the hang of it. And then they'll do it for you. And Filipinos are amazing people. They're really easy to work with. They're really nice. And they're also very quick learners if you do video. So don't ever write out tasks written, because it just doesn't really get across as well. If you talk through a video, though, they'll totally understand you. So yeah, highly recommend multi-channel selling, and that will help raise your revenue quite a bit. All right, guys, well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Go check out ecommerceparadise.com and the resources page, where I'll list all the links out there for things that I use on a regular basis to build my e-commerce businesses. And subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to this podcast, and go to the group on Facebook, E-commerce Paradise group, and join. It's free, and get a part of the mastermind. And share your ideas and questions, and I'll get some good content ideas. I can start putting out some more great content for you guys. All right, thanks for listening. Take care.